sometimes when you bring attention to something, it can reduce your resistance to what's happening out of like lack of ignorance.
Right.
So I wondered if that was part of what was going on.
And I think it may be, right? Okay. I think it's that, and you know, in some ways we only know what the research has borne out. And
yes.
Like, I think I had someone say to me once they'd never heard anyone talk about their talk about the body as anthropomorphically as I did.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, it's like you act like it's a person. And I was like, right. Well, it is a person because it's, you know, like we have, you know, like it's this funny, I think really important tendency to treat our body like a person. And yet sometimes we, you know, like we also don't know. Right.
Yeah.
So we only know what the research has told us this far and then what we have that kind of deep knowing of.
Yeah.
But getting back to the resisting piece, I feel like the issue is that when you're resisting, you're again not getting that information, right? If your child is crying and you leave the room because you can't handle that, your kid is going to keep crying until they see you again, right? So if you say, like, I can't, I don't want to deal with this, I'm not going to have the conversation, I'm not going to engage
with it.
No, and it does get worse,
mm-hmm.
right? That then, as you are not allowing that neural communication, right? When your nervous system and your nerves can't communicate with your brain because
mm-hmm.
your brain is unwilling to take in that information, yeah, your body's going to keep yelling, right? Your body has something that it wants to tell you. Your brain has information that it wants to get. If you're stopping that communication from happening, whatever part of you wants this conversation to be happening, even if it's a painful one, is just going to double down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, no, this really is important, right? For whatever reason, your body or your brain has decided to create this pain.